it's a good feeling of achievement. I've been working on it for a long time, a couple of years. I was waiting this moment to really announce that I'm selling my heart. So it's a great feeling, and there's lots of people, which makes me very happy.
Geneviève's friends and family have gathered in a chic hotel restaurant in downtown Quebec City. Dylan Page is at the exhibit. He met Geneviève on the slopes decades ago.
First time I met Geneviève, I think she was sort of doing a backflip coming out of the forest on her snowboard at the Massif du Sud in Saint-Flément. So Geneviève was that girl who was snowboarding with the guys. Especially at that time, snowboarding was a little bit more marginal, I think, than today. And she was just so far ahead of any snowboarders, even of most of the guys, I'd say. And showing the guys, going twice as big on the jumps as the guys, and definitely fearless, and maybe jumping a couple steps, moving a little too fast.
Before being a snowboarder, Geneviève was a competitive gymnast. She says that what she learned from the sport helped her become a good snowboarder.
What I loved about it is I could train myself without having a coach, and train with my friend and participating in competition without having to be in a specific club or coaches. So I felt more free in my sport. And there was something really great about the friendship in snowboarding. Like, everybody was always together. I made a lot of friends with that sport. And it pushed me to move in Whistler for 4 years.
Whistler is a mecca for young snowboarders and skiers from across the globe. Every winter, they flock to the resort on British Columbia's Pacific Coast mountain range. After spending a summer there, Geneviève returned to Quebec to finish her studies in graphic design. When she got her diploma, she moved back to what she called home. A boy she met here only weeks earlier, Éric Massé, decided to go with her.
I think my first year in Whistler before my accident was the best year of my life. I had a contract in graphic design, which I had like just finished my scholarship in. I was living there with my boyfriend. I was graphic designer. I was snowboarding, doing competition, and already making like my name there. So it was just amazing.
After competing in several events out west as well as in Quebec, Geneviève went south to the U.S. Open in Albany, New York. She had just missed her chance at the qualifiers the previous year. This time, she came in second place in pre-qualifications and was going to compete with the pros.
So the day of the qualifier, I was at the top of the F5 with some of the girls that inspired me in movies and magazines. So it was it's crazy, because it was kind of the best day of my life, because I was realizing that dream. And then the accident happened the same day, so it was kind of the best and the worst day. When I fell, actually the song playing during the competition, and at the exact moment that I fell, it say, "There's no way back. This is the way you're gonna live." I don't know. It's kind of you get goosebumps when you hear that, and you know the meaning of it. At first, like, It was a lot of pain. I felt like all my thoracic and abdomen and everything inside was broken. So my friend there told me like she had to left, because she couldn't keep hearing me screaming like that. But I don't really remember that much, like the screaming and everything. I just remember the guy who asked me like, "Do you feel when I touch your feet?" And when he asked that, like, I knew. I watched it over and over, and it never bothered me. It's like I'm kind of happy to see the last minute that I was walking. It never really hurt me to watch it. And actually, as soon as I got at the rehab center, I was showing the video to everyone. It was harder for everyone else than for me. But the accident happened, and I don't know, when you do a lot of sport, I think you're doing competition and you have a kind of attitude that when it happened, like, I just accept it. I knew there was risk of what I was doing, so when it happened, I just, like, go with it and went forward.
Eric was working in Whistler when the accident happened. He got the call and managed to get a flight to New York to visit Genevieve in the emergency room.
I think I was not in a dream, you know, but it was pretty hard to figure out how I would expect that. I would expect my reaction to it. So I arrived at the hospital and saw Genevieve with all the machines around her and the tubes and everything. And she was still smiling, actually, when she saw me. And the first question she asked me if, and it's funny, but if I saw the Statue of Liberty, because we were in New York, so she thought it might be in New York City, but she was in Albany, so it was kind of far away. So I said, no, Ja, I have not seen the Statue of Liberty. We're not here. So, you know, we're not in New York City. So she was still a bit laughing, maybe a bit on drugs as well, because I guess the pain was there, but that was just funny. So I think it describes Genevieve's mood. So, you know, something happened, but, you know, it's okay. We'll pass through it. And so
Eric and Genevieve had only been together for 1 year when the accident happened. Eric was living a carefree life in Whistler with everything a 27-year-old could want.
I had, after the accident, you know, after a week, we came back to Quebec, to the hospital, because we did transfer Genevieve from the United States to Quebec City. And I had a dinner with my dad. And my dad said, you know, Eric, you have two choices. You can say, because I was a bit confused, you know, and he said, you have two choices. You can say, okay, I'm going like through it, not through it, but with Je and, you know, teamwork and, you know, I love Je, you know. So it was not about that. It was just about I would be able to go through this challenge. So yeah, my dad told me you have two choices. So first, you can stay, or you can leave. If you leave, it's okay. You have the right to do it. But if you stay with her, you have to go jusqu'au bout. You know what I mean? You have to go and you have to stick it out to the end. Exactly. So, and it's what I did. So, and I'm pretty happy because I love her. And I think I learned a lot of with the accident learned me a lot of things, you know, just.
Eric visited Genevieve at the rehab center every day. The staff there told Genevieve that with the type of surgery she had just been through, she'd probably be staying for 7 months. But 3 months later, Genevieve was on a plane going back to Whistler to continue her life with Eric.
In the first summer, I did bungee jumping. I was not supposed to, but then the winter came and I start sit skiing. So I start sit skiing the winter right after the accident, and we stayed there for 3 years, enjoying Whistler life. It was important for me that the reason I came back in Quebec was not the accident. I needed to come back because I was ready to come back. Because for me, Whistler was really like home. It was hard to leave, but in Eric's family, his sister was pregnant. So, you know, family can change some plans sometimes. So he wanted to come back and I was ready. So after 3 years, we packed and came back in Quebec.
Genevieve pursued her career in graphic design and set up her home office with Eric. But after years behind a computer screen, Genevieve needed a new challenge. She started painting, and she now hopes to sell her art.
The money will help me to buy some adapted equipment so I can jump solo in parachute one day, because it's one of my biggest dreams. It takes a lot of equipment and preparation, and it takes a lot of money. So some part of the money with my heart will help me to get this equipment.
What inspires you when you do your art? I saw some paintings over there are named Sparkles in the Sky and Sparkles of Joy. So what's going through your head when you're doing these paintings?
For all the abstract stuff, I think it's kind of the energy I have inside. You know, being in a wheelchair, you cannot always express everything. So it's kind of the extension of what I cannot express in my chair, who goes on my heart. all the surf collection, I think it's kind of a projection of myself walking, because I do surf even if I'm in a wheelchair, but like I know if I would be walking, that would be like one of the, my biggest sports. So yeah, I think it's a projection of myself.
Jean-Guy Blais is also paraplegic. He met Genevieve at Sky Venture Montreal, a training center for skydivers.
I'm the kind of guy like Genevieve. I've been glad to meet her last year, because she's the only one girl I know in wheelchair that is at the level of energy and unique in his kind. She was a mirror of myself. I don't really see myself or Genevieve in wheelchair. Just have more steps to achieve what you want, but nothing can stop you to achieve your goal when you are really focused, as Genevieve is.
I had the dream to win my life with snowboarding and be really into that sport, but I think skydiving can bring me a lot. And still, I think I will inspire people if I can get to my goal. And I'm always pushing further. I think the fact that I want to jump solo on skydiving, if I can get there, I have another goal, which would be to be a photographer, skydiver. But we'll see. Yeah.
For CBC Radio, I'm Julia Page.